A Rochester nonprofit group taking on the city's poverty challenges is hoping to get some national support this week. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more.
Action for a Better Communities president and CEO Jerome Underwood says there's a danger his organization's funding will dry up.
Absolutely, not just for ABC, but for all of the other community action agencies across the country. And so we're talking about right now, the money spent on an annual basis is about $750 million.
But Underwood says that money is at risk if the mechanism that distributes it is not reauthorized soon by Congress. The money comes in what are called community services block grants. Those grants used to be funded through multi-year arrangements, but recently it's been 1 year at a time. Underwood says that's a fragile system, and if the grants disappear,
we won't be able to provide the services to the people who most need it. That makes us really, really nervous.
Underwood says that means anti-poverty efforts in Rochester would take a big hit. And he says that's especially problematic because of how concentrated poverty already is in some city neighborhoods. But Underwood's hoping to get federal support for long-term reauthorization of those block grants by hosting national legislators and anti-poverty leaders in Rochester this week. He says bipartisan support for a reauthorization bill would help efforts to reduce poverty across the country. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.